Yeah.
I don't remember anything about this movie, and I just watched it an hour ago.
Oh my God, Sam. Oh, I love this movie.
You did?
I thought it was so scary. It scared maybe me I'll because I'm a hiker.
Maybe I'll give it another chance.
You gotta give it another chance and like sit your ass down and make it like in a dark room. Because I watched it with Luke in like the middle of the night, and it was all dark, and I was all freaked out, and then it just made me scared. You can't watch it when you're at work because you're not focused up. God damn it.
I know you're not focused up at the work.
I'm focused at the work.
You're focused on the work at the work.
Depends on what kind of week I'm having at the work. If it's a stressful week like this.
I like that we call it the work now. Can we please continue to call it that?
Yeah, we can call it that.
Sam, are you at the work?
Yes.
Good. I was at the work today.
Like, there are some weeks where I just didn't have anything to do, so I installed Audacity so I can edit episodes cool. while I'm there.
Nice. Audacity, that's awesome.
But you know, hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I'm your host, Samantha, and I'm joined, as always, by Sunny Skies.
Yes, hello. It is very sunny, but it's like really cold outside still. Ouch.
It was 52 here today.
Let me check the temperature here. Oh, it says it's 53 right now, so maybe it's like warmer outside.
I mean, it's 52 here, but it's like a chilly 52, if that makes sense.
I feel cold. I still feel cold. Like, it's not warming me up at 52. It's just making me feel cold. I don't know, man. It's hot in the hot car because of the hot sun, but, like, outside it's like chilly. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Oh, but you know what you need really good weather for?
Oh.
Usually?
Yeah, like outdoor activities?
Yeah, like hiking.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You do not want to hike in the rainy season at all.
Which is exactly what our protagonists do in The Ritual. The Ritual is a 2017 British supernatural horror film directed by David Bruckner and written by Joe Barton. The film is based on the 2011 novel of the same name by Adam Neville and stars Rafe Spall, Arshar Ali, Robert James Collier, and Sam Trotton.
Yeah, they were great. Good job. Yes. Now that I know that it's a book, I might go buy it and read it.
See, I tried to read the book, but...
Was it stupid?
No, I couldn't get into it, so I didn't read the book. That's what happened, the end.
Yeah, usually, like, yeah, I worry that that's what's going to happen to me when I get a new book. So if it happened to you, it's going to happen to me most likely, too. I just won't be...
Just check it out from the library, and then it's not a huge deal.
It's true. I could do that at the library. I got to go get a library card.
Support your local libraries.
I just haven't got around to leaving my apartment to do that. I guess I could, like, look at it at the school library. Possibly.
Anyway. Can you check out books from the school library?
You know what? Probably not, because I'm not a student.
Well, if you're an employee, I feel like you'd be able to.
Oh, really? I should ask the friendly librarian man that I see every Wednesday when I go to work in the library.
Asking is a good first step.
Well, yeah, I'll be like, hey, man, can I, like, check out library books? And he'll be like, sure do. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'll be like, you got The Ritual? And they'll be like, nah, just textbooks. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm sure they have it.
I'm sure they have more than just textbooks.
If they don't have something, they usually, like, order it for you. I remember that we used to do that at my old, like, undergrad campus. Like, there wasn't a book that you needed, they would order it in for you. It was cool. And they'd make that shit available.
That is cool. So, I'll be straight up with our audience. I watched this movie today, but I didn't take notes. And here we are, staring at a blank page.
God damn it. You should have read my very shocked message to Sam just now on Facebook saying, what the fuck, where are your notes?
She started verbally abusing me. I wish she would do it on mic so people could hear and I would finally be freed from her abusive power over me.
I'm a pretty easygoing person, but I liked this movie a lot, actually. And like, usually I'll go into movies and just assume the worst all the time. And I remember whenever we did the minisode, you talked about how it was supposed to be like a very scary monster. And this was a recent Netflix movie, 2018, I think it said. And I like remember when it came out and I was like, you know what? If it's about hiking, then like I'm not even gonna bother watching it because it's probably gonna be stupid. You know, like someone gets hurt on a hike and then, you know, they get lost and there's a monster and I thought it was gonna be stupid. But like watching this, I was like on the edge of my seat.
Somebody did get hurt and they were chased by a monster.
Yeah, but like I don't know. There's something about the way that this plot worked that like it, that situation like worked for me. Mm-hmm. Like it worked. I don't know what
it was personal, worked,
but yeah, it was personal because I understood the dangers of it because I'm a hiker and these guys, they, you know, they go on a hike and this is it's a real hike. They hike the King's Trail in Sweden and it's like a 270-mile trail, so it's like the real shit and you can't hike that if you're a novice and they're all like noob hikers and they go and hike because their friend got killed and they're like going to like memorialize him and do the hike in his honor, but like they make mistakes at every turn because they've never hiked before. You know what I mean? And it shows. And I'm sitting there like, oh no. Oh, I can't believe you did. Oh no. How could you make a decision? It's because you're supposed to feel that way because they're stupid because they don't know what they're doing. And it's really, but it works because when bad stuff happens, they're self-aware. And the one guy's like, this is a bad idea. Or we should turn back. Or we should do this and we should do this. And it's really, really, it really worked. You know, just the four of them versus off trail. So I'm excited to get into the plot. And the more I talk about the stuff, I'm sure like you'll remember, you know, stuff and you'll be able to talk about what you thought of it too.
I'll remember.
I'm sure I'll remember.
So performance wise, it was very British.
Yeah, really was. And especially their British like slang.
British film writers and I guess stage writers have a very specific style of writing where they just, it's like mine where they just write the normal boring ass conversations. And I don't have a problem with it because like I just said, that's how I write my plays is just the boring ass conversations.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that sense, they were very believable as a group of friends, especially in the segments where they were lost and panicking. Because, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Like in the beginning, when they're all like not hiking, when they're at like a pub or something, that was when I disliked them the most because of like how mundane their conversations were. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like they hadn't really like developed their characters yet. So it was just like five dudes talking about like going on a like bro vacation together. And like, I don't even know what they were even talking about. Trying to like decide places to go. But I was like, boring. And then like suddenly the first event happened, which is when their friend got like killed to death with like a machete because they can't have guns in Britain. So they get fucking their heads chopped in half with a fucking big ass knife at the liquor store. And I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, whoa. And then like after that, like it just like gains momentum from that moment. So it does redeem itself very early on with that very shocking death of their friend and the fucking punk bitch guy like doesn't do anything. So he's kind of like the protagonist throughout. And it's funny because his name is Luke, and so, like, which is also my husband's
name. So you
were
rooting for him.
Well, no, I was like, oh, this guy's a little bitch, you know, like just like making fun of him the whole time because he made like the weakest decisions in the beginning, but he was the first one to have very strong character development and start to like mm-hmm. realize that they got into bad situations after they were hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah. do you remember, was it any of these guys like your favorites or did they have any like
traits? I thought do you remember them at all?
Oh yeah. I thought I wrote that. I think I wrote that somewhere. Wait. I said like I was like, oh fuck, wait, let me look at, I wrote like a really mean little quip about him on my notebook because he was the guy that mm-hmm. got hurt first because he was like walking around not paying attention. Shit. I said of course the big fat dumb guy falls over, but it goes to show that you have glass-like bone structure and you've never hiked. So I was like pretty frustrated at Dom for being a little bitch and falling over the fucking trail. I don't know, like it's easy to not pay attention to fall on the trail, but it's like also easy to like mm-hmm. not do that. It wasn't like they were fucking climbing over rocks and shit. They were just walking up like a small hill.
I'm gonna be real. I'm not a hiker. And yeah. one of the few times I have gone on an active hike was at Mountain Lake, where they filmed Dirty Dancing, and it was a night hike after 4th of July fireworks, straight up a fucking mountain. Uh-huh. And when we get to the flat level part of it, to the overlook, there's a lot of rocks you gotta scramble over.
Yeah, scramble over, that's right.
And they're not even...
Don't you like
scramble? They're not even tall rocks, and... My friend's brother and another one of our guy friends has the flashlights behind me and they're doing like a fucking strobe show behind me and I fall and twist my ankle and it was not a fun walk back down.
Okay, well, hold up. That's different because one, you were hiking at night and there was a rock scramble and you were ascending and your friends were like fucking around and not helping you. So none of that is your fault, Sam.
Okay, I'm glad.
None at all. You fell because there is all these variables against you, but this guy in the fucking movie was just so dumb that he just fell.
Look,
because of his stupidity.
It's not a horror movie if you don't have a dumb bitch fall.
I know, but like, even still, I started to like parts of his character as the movie went on. Like, they all had things about them that I, like, didn't hate any one of them, like, entirely. They all had redeeming qualities. Like, he hurt his knee or something, but you better believe that he kept going. Like, he never, like, bitched out and, like, stayed put. He kept walking the whole time, which is bad, but, like, he, like, persevered because they knew that they were in a bad situation and he didn't, like, weigh them down.
I mean, he kind of did because he had an injury.
Yeah, he did, and they were walking at a slow pace, but, like, like, in some movies, I guess, like, he would have been the one who they like, kind of left behind, you know, because he's, like, an easy one to leave behind, or, like, you know, but they're like, no, we're all going to stick together, which is the best thing to do. No matter how slow you go, it's best to stick together as a group.
What do you think would have been better, though, if, like, because there were four of them? What would have gotten him help faster, if he had gone with them or if they had split up, one stays with him and then the other two go to get help? Would that have been a better situation?
Okay,
would,
so
would the they better... have not died?
okay, so the better situation would have been if they stayed on the trail.
That's true.
And
they go off trail and go through the woods.
Yeah. Which is just another, we'll get into that in a minute, because that's just another thing that's bad to do.
Because on the trail, you have the chance of running into another person. Sorry, keep interrupting.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because the trail will actually lead you to where you're going, like, without a doubt. You can run into people. There are probably checkpoints.
Especially on a, what, 270 mile?
270.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I think it's like probably, it's not a loop. So it's like around the mountains in Sweden.
So that's kind of like Appalachian Trail and other trails. So there are campsites, designated campsites, most likely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm almost, there has to be, because it's not like a trail that's like all by itself that if you hike it, you'll just like, you can't, there's like, you have to pack like tons of food and water, like, or you'll die. There has to be like some sort of like designated spots every like day or two of a hike. So what they should have done if he was injured was they should have hiked until he couldn't walk well anymore, and then they should have camped out with some, they should have split two and two. When you're off trail and you want to split two and two, there's a good chance you'll never see each other again. So that's why it's best to stick together. Sorry, I'm texting.
Oh, it's fine. I'm reading up on the King's Trail, and it does look like there are overnight stays along the trail.
Oh, yeah. They were just, they must have been on like the part of the hike where they probably had just left somewhere and they were like in between. And they were also, it seemed to be that they were hiking in like the rainy season, and they were like complaining that it was raining a lot. And I was like, well, no one fucking told you to hike in the wrong season. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can easily hike when it's not going to rain, so you're not miserable and your shit's wet. So I don't know. They just, that's another rookie mistake, is like not checking the weather or like researching where you're going. Just doing it because you're a bunch of men that like think you can do it because mm-hmm. you're men, you know? That's pretty much the premise of like every hiking horror movie, I guess, most of them. God. Yeah, 270 miles long. I mean, I'm sure it's a beautiful hike. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the season is summer to early autumn. They probably went in like
late autumn,
October or some shit. Yeah, late autumn in the because it's cold at some points. They were talking and like you could see their breath. That's not fun.
So, are you putting this on your hiking bucket list?
Maybe eventually, if I, God, like I would like to do the trails here. In the States, the long ones. And I haven't yet traveled overseas. And if I do, I might still be too intimidated to do a very long trail such as this overseas. You know what I mean? Unless I was in a group, or unless I got so good by then that I could just do it. A trail like this, if you hike the whole thing, it's going to take you a long time. Like 270 miles, that's how long would you say? That's like a... I don't know how long
that would take. A few days, depending on how many miles you're putting in a day.
Yeah, like a few days to a week. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like if you're good hikers can put in at least 25 miles a day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And yeah, if you could do that and you can, you know, like keep a good pace and stuff. And
so if you do that, it would only take 10 mm-hmm. days.
Yeah, 10 days. Yeah, so that's like a pretty good backpacking trip. But after I saw this movie, like, I'm too scared that the monster is there. Because you can't fuck around with that, like, Swedish lore that worked for this movie. Because, like, sometimes I, like, get frustrated when, like, they go for, like a cultish, witchcrafty vibe. But, like, this, like, made all of the sense.
Right.
You know, in a way. Yeah.
Right. Sometimes I feel like... I said this in another episode, like culty stuff and supernatural stuff, I feel works better in foreign horror movies just because it's more deeply rooted in their culture.
Yes, yes.
Because us Americans, we're connected sort of to our ancestral cultures, but we're so far removed at it from this, so far removed from it at this point.
Right.
Like, I know I'm German, Irish, something, but I can't tell you shit about Irish lore.
Yeah, same, right? Exactly. Only what I've read. But, and that's not much. shit. Yeah, I didn't fucking know this scary lore monster was like a thing, but I guess it is. Holy shit, that's so scary if it's like really a thing. Yeah.
We're not there yet, but I really liked the design of the monster.
Yeah, you know what? I meant to look at like you know, like concept sketches of it, because mm-hmm. when I think about it now, I need to like see like a drawing of it, because when you see it, it's like dark and it's like the night, so still I'm like having trouble like getting all the details of it in my head.
Mm-hmm. No, it was a beautifully designed monster, and it looked like it was all practical effects.
Yes, yeah, it did. Which made it like better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so much better, so much freakier, because it has natural like movements instead of like you can tell if it's like, you know, CG, which like automatically makes you less scared because it's not real and you're like, that's not a natural movement.
See, huts have been constructed along the trail, separated by a distance that a walker could expect to cover during the day, about 9 to 22 kilometers, 6 to 14 miles. So the huts are only 6 to 14 miles apart.
Yeah, so like they're just being little bitches. Like, oh.
They would have gotten to a hut faster than they would have gotten through the forest.
Yes, going through the forest was a 2-day hike, and they could have stayed on the trail and did a 2-day hike and gotten to the same place, and they could have avoided this whole situation.
Honestly. Probably would have found someone who had a working cell phone, like maybe a camp ranger, and he would have called a helicopter, and they would have enjoyed a nice beer at a Swedish pub. Mm.
Yes. So like the cool thing about when you're hiking things like this is there are people available to help you, and there is like a number you can call to be rescued, I believe, you know, like there are rangers available if there are huts designated along this trail. Yeah. It's not just a fucking free for all where people just fucking wander about with like no help. It's maintained.
I read Cheryl Strayed's Wild about her journey on the Pacific Coast Trail,
mm-hmm.
because it's supposed to be a life-changing book and will motivate you. And yet here I am, still depressed and fat. I wouldn't recommend you read it, because she's literally everything you hate about novice hikers, meaning she basically just read half a book from REI and was like, I'm going to do this, and bought a pair of hiking boots. But the reason I'm bringing it up is she was misfitted for her hiking boots. So when she got to one of the camps along the Pacific Coast Trail, and at this time there weren't a whole lot of them because it was very new. It was like 1980 something.
Okay.
And so she called REI and they immediately like overnighted her a new pair of boots for free.
Yeah, so, you told me that. That's so cool.
Wow. So like, the people at these like little campouts on hiking trails are there to help you in case you fuck up and almost die.
Dude, yes. Like, this is like your life we're talking about. Like, this is honestly like, it's like, it can be dangerous if you make stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be fun if you just like are, you know, use your common sense.
Right. When you're hiking. And my friends who've done the Appalachian Trail, they usually, when they're going to go sightseeing, they usually just get off the trail because there's a road nearby the most parts of the trail.
Yes,
I won't absolutely say most parts, but a lot of parts of the trail, and just hitchhike to what they want to go see.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. And like, you know, people think that when you're hiking trails like of this length, that you're just like in the middle of nowhere the whole time. It's like, no, they'll go through cities, man. Like, you can bicycle parts of them. It you know, rent a bike 10 miles, you know, put it, you know, give it to the other rental place. I don't know. There's easy ways that you can do it. And there are places nearby. There are cities nearby. You can go, you know, get off the trail and see stuff and then get back on and keep going.
There's a lot of camaraderie on the trail. Yes.
Yeah, there is too. And people really don't realize that. Like, when you see other people, like, they're, you know, they're not going to be like jerks. They're like cool. Most other hikers, you know, are there to give you like pointers and stuff, like, even if you don't ask, you know, and that's cool. Everyone's pretty friendly when they're on the trails, but you gotta be.
So in summation, they could have avoided this whole fucking thing if they had stayed on the goddamn trail.
Yeah, stay on the trail. Like, even if you're, like, first-timers, staying on the trail is an easy task. But they're like, oh, no, you know, we can cut through this dense fucking forest and you can't even fucking see 1 foot in front of your face and, like, guess where we're going. And I'm just like, that's fucking not a good idea. That is a sure way to just die.
And guess what happened?
Guess what happened? They just fucking die one by one, you know? But it's not because of the elements. It's because of something else that's even scarier than dying from the elements, the elephants. but the dude does fall, which is real shit, and he tears his, like, meniscus, and they show his knee. It's all fucked up. So, like, honestly, if you do want to take a hike like this, you need to have months of endurance training, you guys. Not, like, weight training, endurance. Go on the treadmill for, like 2 hours every day. I'm serious, because that's the only thing that matters. Not how fast you walk, how long your body can walk without your little bones turning to glass. Could you fall over? Because all you do is complain. Like, that guy. I should have known he was going to be a shit hiker because he had glasses on. You got to wear you know what I mean? Like, wear contacts. Sorry. I wear my contacts when I'm hiking. Because what if I fell on my face?
Yeah, that's true. And you, like, never wear your contacts.
Exactly. I only wear them when I hike or if there's a special occasion. That's it. They're expensive. I don't like to use them too much. But yeah, anyway,
That about covers the first half of the plot.
Yeah, it totally does. It covers the first half. I have nothing more to say about the performance.
let's see.
Except they did fine.
So they're in the woods. They find those creepy abandoned houses.
Oh shit. Okay. You're in the middle of the woods. You find an abandoned house. You probably like the Luke guy is like, I don't think we should stay in here. And that's like that's the first time he like says like something smart. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't go in there because it's probably like that house shouldn't even be there, first of all, because people shouldn't be in the woods. Bears are in the woods. We didn't see a bear, but they're there.
People aren't bears. Only bears have houses in the woods.
Like, who's going to fucking live there? There's no resources anywhere. Well, unless you live off the land, but it's mostly pine trees.
Was there even a river? I don't think there was a river.
Yeah, no, not really. And then when they go
by a river.
Yeah, you need to live by a river, first of all, if you're going to have a house somewhere, and then, like, more different types of trees than pine trees, maybe. I don't think you could do much with pine tree. Too tall to cut down. I don't know.
And, you know, most importantly, you've got to make sure there isn't some fucking hell demon roaming the woods where you build your little cabin.
Yeah, you need to research the areas that you want to live in case there is, like, a hell demon that lives there, because that's where it lives. You can't go there and live there if it already is there. That's its house. That's its home already.
And honestly, like, how the fuck did the pioneers and early settlers of the world fucking not just go extinct without Google?
I have no idea. A lot of trial and error, a lot of death, a lot of accidental death, a lot of disease. Stuff, a lot of poisoning by accident, you know, stuff like that.
I don't know if you watch Ask a Mortician on YouTube, but no. Her most recent video was about the Donner Party and just discussing what happened with them. And she said the reason they resorted to cannibalism is because they probably didn't understand that their neighbors were dying from hyperthermia and not starvation, but because they thought they were starving to death, that's what triggered the psychological panic that caused them to resort to cannibalism. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense, because they wouldn't have anything to tell them that their friends are freezing to death, not starving to death.
Yeah, that's wild. I never considered that at all.
Yeah, you should check out that video. I'll send it to you after we record.
Cool. Okay.
But it was really interesting. Did you know Abraham Lincoln almost joined the Donner Party?
Wow, no.
So, you know, that would have set back freeing the slaves a few dozen years.
Yeah.
If he fucking died.
What year was the Donner Party incident?
It would have been before his senatorship, I think. So really? Early, probably 1830s.
Aha.
And it was all because they got 22 feet of snow.
Shit. Like,
that's... it was 1846, so... Dang. Lincoln wasn't president until 1860s.
Yes. That's insane. Yeah. That's real shit. Like the nature thing, like you can't fuck around because you'll just, I wrote something. I like made a small note that says, something like, let me find it. I think I said, oh, in the forest, you don't die. You just fucking disappear.
That's true.
It's dying or just getting lost and slowly wasting away because you're lost.
Yeah, that's true. I was reading an article a few years back about an elderly woman who was, trying to complete a life goal of hiking the Appalachian Trail. So she's probably been hiking for a few years. I think she was in her late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
And she just got off the trail to use the bathroom, people speculated, and couldn't find the trail again because it was dark and just disappeared.
Oh, shit. That stuff freaks me out so bad. Because it's such a simple thing. Like, she just, like, stepped off to go behind a tree and went too far.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And that's, it's, people are like, oh, no, there's no way that could happen. Like, it could and it will happen to you if you fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, trust me. So scary. All right.
Let's see.
And that's why, like, the watching that, that's like what, like, was in the back of my head watching this whole movie. I was like, shit, man, like, this is so real shit that, like, it's unbelievable. Like, oh, God. Not like the spooky monster, but like just being off trail in the middle of the woods. And then it got me thinking about the Blair Witch Project.
That's what I was thinking about in this movie, too, was the Blair Witch Project. I thought, oh, this is the movie Blair Witch wanted to make.
Dude, yeah, except they had in the Blair Witch, they had a map. They had a map in this one, too. But they, like,
they looked at
it one time. I know, they looked at it one fucking time. They looked at the compass twice. And I'm like, well, no wonder you guys are fucking lost because you don't fucking look at your shit. Jesus. But at least in the Blair Witch, the guy fucking threw the map away and they were really fucked. Because he was fucked up because he was like, the witch fucked him up and he threw the map away because he was a nut. He's a nutter. You can't just hike with just anybody though, because they'll fuck your shit up and throw the map away. Oh, God. And then you just walk in circles forever.
It makes you feel good about us. We have, let's see, 569 more followers than Absence Magazine.
Absence. I'm surprised that Twitter is even active still.
They were just recommended to me on who to follow.
Are you serious?
Oh, and they haven't posted any tweets. Oh.
Probably not since I was part of the staff.
No, there are no tweets on this page.
No, really?
Absence.
Was it?
Absence Pisgah hasn't tweeted.
Pisgah, yeah.
Pisgah.
PSUGA, Penn State University, Greater Allegheny.
I think Radford's cooler.
Hell yeah.
Let's see.
When did that join July 2014? They must have forgotten this existed because I forgot.
Well.
Damn.
Everybody go follow, like, Absence Magazine on Twitter.
Don't. They have 10 followers, which surprises me. One of them is me.
Let's see. Where were we? The monster!
Oh, God, the monster. So even the buildup leading to the monster, like when he was looking through the trees in like the daytime and you see like the big mass go through like the little slits in the trees. Oh, stuff like that freaks me out so bad, especially when the monster is like real big, like really tall. Oh, I didn't like that at all.
Like I said, I really like the design of the monster, the yellow nose, eyes, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, the eyes. Oh, my God.
That was a good monster design. I might try this movie again in the dark.
You have to. Oh, it's so good, Sam. I wish we lived near each other. We could watch it together.
Oh shit. Speaking of watching shit together, you know what I realize comes out next Friday?
What?
Pet Sematary.
What? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't realize it was first week of April that it came out. Because April actually starts on a Monday.
Yes, it does. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The only way I will allow myself to watch that movie is if I read the book, then watch the first movie before I watch the new
movie. Well, goddamn, so read the book.
Maybe the next book I read will be Pet Sematary. I just got to go see if I have it in my bookshelf over there.
Why don't you just, like, I don't know, go on one of the many podcasts that get sponsored by audible.com. We're not one of them yet, but use their code and get 2 free audiobooks and make one of them.
No, I'd rather just read it.
Oh, but Stephen King audiobooks are so good.
Doesn't Stephen King, like, narrate them?
No, but he might narrate some of them, but the guy who did The Shining was so good because I started reading The Shining, but then I got a job and I just decided to get the audiobook of it.
Hey, that's a scary book. That's a really good book. Because it's so spooky. And it's not that long.
Yeah.
So it's like actually like a surprising, like Stephen King usually like goes ham and like writes like 2,000 word books.
Yeah. And The Shining audiobook like actually fucking terrified me because you got the sound effects and you just,
It's like a movie with no picture. You just imagine it. Oh, that's even worse.
The imagination.
Ooh, okay. Now that we're all nice and scared. We could talk more about the scary stuff that happens in the second half of the movie after you see the first glimpses of the monster. Do you remember the part when they find that fucking tent that's been like buried under the moss since like the 80s?
That I don't remember. I can let me go to Netflix. You talk about it and I'll go find the scene. I have headphones on after, so I can watch it.
Oh, good. It's after they leave the house, I think, the first house, and then they find her stuff, and then they stumble upon another little cabin, and they're like, look, a house, and it's like, don't fucking go on the other house when the first house had scary shit, like that scary, like, thing that was, that scary Wicker Man thing, and it was like a thing made of like hay, but it looked like monster-ish, sort of. It was freaking weird.
Oh my god, we need to watch Wicker Man.
Oh, that Nick Cage.
Fucking wild.
That movie is fucking wild. My favorite part would have to be when Nick Cage like punches that older woman.
My favorite part is when he just starts punching all the women.
Yeah, he just punches out because he's, like, freaked out because he's like, uh-oh, I'm in a bad situation. How did this happen?
When he's in the fucking bear suit and the girl's like, sister, whatever your name is, are you okay? And he just punches her.
Fucking punch. And I was like, whoa, Nick Cage is doing whatever he can to survive right now, which I applaud. And everybody in this movie should try to be like Nick Cage. Actually, the one guy in this movie does that very thing, and he punches that one old lady out at the end of the movie.
Okay, I found the part where they find the tent.
Fine. That's good. Yeah, they find the tent, and that would freak me out, too.
That's definitely, in the picture, that's definitely the woman at the end.
Yeah, the old woman, because I made a note and I was like, is that the old woman? But she was younger, and I was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I don't think they would focus on that if that wasn't supposed to be her.
Supposed to be important detail. But in the house, when they're sleeping the night before, they all get, like, fucking weird nightmares because this monster gets in your head. And the one guy, like, pisses himself because he's so scared. And the other guy's like naked and praying to the thing. It's just fucking weird. And the other guy gets marked by the monster, which means he has like this, like, it looks like 5 fingernail marks in his chest in like a sort of like a circle type of situation. And he's like, oh, I did like that. Oh, I gotta keep it a secret. It's like, you gotta fucking tell your mates that you got marked by the beast. But apparently this monster, it preys on your worst guilt / fears / mistakes, just to like get in your head even more, which makes you easy prey, especially when you're lost in the woods. But it wasn't trying to come at you until you went in the woods, so it's still their fault. Still their fault.
Sorry, I'm responding to a tweet.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. Fine. Just our friends on Twitter talking about Us by Jordan Peele.
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Just our friends on Twitter talking about Us on by Jordan.
Yeah, you saw it, so you got way in.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know if you'll like it, but I liked it.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to see it eventually.
Just don't read anything about it because it did have some good twists that I wasn't expecting.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to read. I'm pretty good with that, not reading stuff on about movies that I do want to see.
Don't let people like Ryan L. Terry and Movie Geek and Proud dissuade your opinion that should align with mine.
I will not allow that to happen at all, ever. Never.
I'm not naming names or anything.
I'm not naming names, but Ryan L. Scott Ryan L. Terry. Is a little bitch. I don't know. What's his name?
Hang on, I gotta go. Terry.
Ryan L. Terry. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I have to go on the Real Horror Show Twitter to like keep up with what's happening because it doesn't show up on my Twitter. It's just stuff. Whatever. all right. Well, moving right along. Let me see. The production. I thought the monster was very. What did you think about the score? Did it make you feel scared?
I liked the score. That was the first thing I noticed when I started watching. Was this is a very nice.
Yeah, very eerie. Makes me feel scared. Very when I watch.
That's how I feel when I'm in the forest. Is that eerie melody in the background? Oh,
if you ever feel that way when you're hiking, you need to abort the mission and go back to the trailhead. And try again another day because there's stuff out in the woods that we don't know about. Okay. Honestly, it could be more than animals out there, man.
There could be monsters.
Could be monsters, dude. I'm not even fucking around. Sam knows because she lives in Appalachia, which has lots of spooky lore about the dense forests of the mountains and what lives there. And the caves. The Mammoth Cave system, which is underneath Sam's feet right now.
The fuck are you talking about? How's the Mammoth Cave system under my feet? I'm in my apartment.
Isn't it nearby?
I don't know. I don't know anything about where I live. I'm trying to rectify that this summer, but it's only March. It's not summer yet.
Oh, it's in Kentucky. Kentucky. How close are you to Kentucky?
3 hours, maybe? I don't know. 7 hours? Depends where in Kentucky.
Hang on. I'm looking at the Google map to tell you it is near. It's near. Okay. It's south of Louisville.
Okay.
Northeast of Bowling Green.
I don't know where that is.
Just Google Mammoth Cave.
I'll Google it after the episode, after I go get my gas relief tablets.
Okay.
Anyway,
the monster. The only thing scarier than the monster, oh shit, were the fucking noises that the monster made. Yeah. Holy shit. If that didn't scare the shit out of me. Because I couldn't identify what the noises sound like, which was the scariest of all. I was like, what the fuck is that sound? I knew it was a monster, but it wasn't like, you know, like a dinosaur noise or like a growl like an animal. It was like three things mixed together and it just made a whole new sound. And it was terrifying. And I was like, oh shit. And then what's more, at one point in the movie, the monster like talks in an ancient language. And I bet you're all wondering what kind of monster this is. Allegedly, it's an ancient god that is the bastard offspring of Loki. And they like the people that live in the woods, because there are other people, which surprised me. I thought they were going to be solo this whole time. They like have to pray to it. And if they pray to it, then they live
Loki
forever.
As in the hot guy, Tom Hiddleston.
I hate that that's the first thing that I thought of, because this scary monster is actually what like Loki probably looks like.
Like, yeah, I don't know. This is off topic, but I thought the whole, because I was one of these girls, I thought the whole being obsessed with the weird, quirky British guy would fucking end in high school. But no, it just keeps going into adulthood, because these people don't age. They don't grow up. Grow up, grow up.
I know. Grow up, people. Yo, grow up. Anyway, I could talk all day about the spooky monster and how scary the Swedish lore is revolving around it, but if you just watch the movie, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Yeah. Since we've already talked for 45 minutes about this movie, I could talk about the realistic aspects of all the crazy shit that happens.
I think we did a good job of covering that in our segue to the plot.
We pretty much did.
Stay on the fucking trail.
Oh, there is one stupid thing that we didn't talk about. When Luke runs into a tree like a dumbass, when you've been surrounded by trees this whole time, like, it's, what, did the tree, like, sneak up on you?
That is so Luke.
I know. I was like, are you fucking serious? And he, like, hit the ground. I was like, why would you run straight into the tree like a dumbass? I know you're scared. But, like, you gotta, like, have your wits about you when you're scared, or you'll do a dumbass mistake. He could have knocked himself out, which probably, I'm sure that happens in other movies. You run into a fucking tree and you knock yourself out like an idiot. How embarrassing.
But the monster thought he was such an idiot.
Yo, yeah, the monster was like, this dumbass. I can't even kill him. I'm just gonna keep make him worship me because he's so dumb that he'll do it. Hey, what did you think about the end of the movie?
I thought the lighting was weird.
Yeah. I mean, like, what happened at the end?
I don't think the monster can come out of the forest. So when he reached the end of the forest, which, you know, he didn't have to go into in the first place.
Exactly. So the whole situation could have been avoided, and he would have walked out with all his friends instead of none. And he already started with less than one that he had before. And it's also his. Everything seems to be his fault.
Yeah.
And, like, I know in a roundabout way, like, shit happens. But, like, honestly, every single bad thing that has happened has literally been because of him and his That's actions. Weird.
Like, when I did the very first written review on realhorrorshow.com for Backcountry, my biggest complaint was every little thing could have been avoided had they stayed on the goddamn trail.
Yes. Oh, God. And this is just that. This is just that.
All right.
But they had fucking meddling where they shouldn't have been meddling. Fucking. Yeah.
British men.
Those fucking losers. And you know what? Yeah, and then he, like, at the end, he, like, axed the monster in the head with the little axe, and the monster couldn't come and get him. But, like, okay, and he's near the end of the trail, and then he may survive, yes. But who's to say that, like, he's not fucked for life and the monster, like, stays in your head forever? I don't know. It's up to interpretation the way it ends, which is kind of cool.
All right. You want to read the end notes? Because you got a fucking stream in 7 minutes.
Ugh, yeah.
I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah, I will definitely get prepared to stream after I read the outro notes. Okay, so let me see here. Yes. So, I hope everybody enjoyed the ritual episode. Although Sam didn't remember much, it was still a good conversation.
I have early onset juvenile dementia.
okay. It's okay because you talked about like real life scenarios, which is cool too.
It's like the whole concept of our podcast.
Yeah, dude, the what makes it really scary. So on that note, Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. What did we learn today? Don't stay go off the fucking trail. For fuck's sake, man. You think they just put the fucking trails there, like, for fun? I put it on there so you can fucking walk on it, not to have a fucking adventure and look for your own adventure. No.
They decided what your adventure was going to be.
Oh, shit. This is not like, oh, let's go off the trail so we can find some, like, hit. No. I know other places you can do that, like in a city, but here you'll fucking die or just disappear. Which is worse, you decide. I might make that a new poll. What's worse, dying or disappearing without a trace? I don't know. Well, do you like what you hear? You can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Well, follow us on Twitter at @horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show and like our page and share our stuff. And we also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Well, comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something? Or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Well, submissions are open for movie reviews. Check out the submit page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews. Well, you know, March was just really shitty, so we'll start anew in April.
It's been a fucking shitty week for me.
It's been like the worst shit month ever for the both of us, but we're building up to an awesome rest of the year, you guys, so just fucking prepare yourselves for the awesome shit that's coming your way. You'll never know when. It's a doozy, though, when it happens.
I have so many blog posts I want to write.
Dude, we got so much cool shit that we're going to share with you. The ideas are awesome. When we write them, they're going to be amazing. The material is great. Content is outstanding. They're just not they're not ready yet. We haven't written them yet. When we do, you'll be writing the first to know. All right. Writing is really hard, especially when you're like Sam and I, and you're writing like for five different fucking outlets in a week. Seriously, it's tough to prioritize what the fuck you have to do because we have to do things and write things to make money first and then later for fun and then like our actual what we like to do, our passion projects, which is why we want to be writers. But maybe in the future we could be career writers. I honestly don't know.
I don't fucking know. Yes, yesterday.
Really? And,
it's not a piece of creative writing, which is what my project is. It's a 44-page fucking scientific journal submission. I'm editing it for grammar, and I'm going to just tell him what I know about submitting to journals is that peer reviewers are lazy, so make sure he knows exactly what the style guidelines are of the journal. But other than that, I don't fucking know what these fucking equations are. I'm just gonna edit for consistency and grammar.
Hell yeah, just do that. You better pay you extra for that.
I wish he told me it was a scientific article, otherwise I would have said no.
Shit, man. Yeah, like no, sorry.
Growing brain cells.
No science here, what that? God. Anyway, where was I? We love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page on our website where you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. We also have an Amazon wish list if you want to buy us something. Okay. We also have a buy us a coffee.
I'm going to finalize that this week, like, I promise.
We do. I put it on there. So just like I haven't clicked it to see if it does anything, but I know the clicker button's on the website. Anyway, submissions are open for our yearly anthology just announced. It's called the October Monologues. Totally awesome. Check out the submission guidelines on our website and send us your creepy shit. I'm not going to explain it. Just read. We already wrote about it, so you can just read it on our website. Can you do that? That'd be great. Any other pertinent news? No, not really. It's going to be April. Probably by the time you listen to this, it will be Am I right? April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day if you're listening and it's the 1st. Okay. Our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. And that's all. Thank you. Fuck off and have a slow evening. Bye.